challenges.
I'll pass it on to Jim.
Well, made some notes. Really, I can think of, I'll go over three of our main issues we're dealing with at the moment. One has been data quality. Garrow mentioned earlier, you know, when people look at the thing online and pull up the air photo behind it, you know, they see the lines going through the garage and all that kind of stuff. And we just have to tell them over the phone, hey, this is not the official map. This is just a model. It's just a computer model. It's not accurate everywhere. In some areas it is, in some areas it isn't. We did actually have one incident, I'll call it, where this one lady at the City of Tehachapi's Downtown Association really didn't like that, because they were trying to print out these brochures for their downtown association and it looked bad. So they actually called me and asked me how long it would take for us to just redo Tehachapi. And I said, well, of course it doesn't work that way. You know, we don't take requests on these kinds of things because, you know, I tried to explain why. And really this was an associate of hers that she had calling me and trying to discuss this with me, and he didn't understand any of it. So I don't know what he went back and reported to her. But by the time the two of them showed up at a Board of Supervisors meeting, everything was twisted around and wrong. Stuff that I had never said, stuff that sounded kind of like what I said, but it really wasn't. So it actually became a big political thing where our assessor had to get involved and basically came down into our room and said, is there anything we can do about Tehachapi? Said, well,
so we really had to.
So I actually came up with this idea, and I called this lady up on the phone. We found her on the internet, this downtown association. So I said, look, I don't know where you guys got all this stuff that I heard about at the board meeting, but I think your associate really, really didn't understand anything I had told him. So let me hear it from you, what it is you actually want out of this. And she proceeded to say, well, it to me it just looks like, I've been looking at it and it looks like it's just shifted. And so if you could just pick it up and move it and shift it all over, I that would probably work. I said, okay, well, you know, there's a lot more to it than that, but how about if I do this? I will pick that stuff up and move it over, and I'll cut it out. I'll clip it and make a special layer on the internet site just for you. And she bought it, so we did that. I set that up with our GIS coordinator. He put a little special projects folder on our internet website, and that seemed to placate her. But then we had to have one guy sit there and go redo the whole town of Tehachapi for real. And now, just recently, we finally had that special projects folder yanked back off of there, because now it's really fixed. So, but you know, that's been an issue. But with the economy in this downtime, we've not been at a lack of things to do. So we have a guy. We've been trying to fix data this way wherever possible. That's like one of our number one priorities when we're not doing regular work. If you can't find something else to do, you go fix some data somewhere. And that's just going to be our attitude, because you know, our whole data set was done originally by an outside agency, and a lot of it's just junk, you know, cartoon. But we've been fixing it for the past 10 years. But now we got to get serious about, you know, fixing large areas in a relatively short amount of time. So one of our guys just got done fixing another city, literally cogoed it, re-cogoed the entire city, 25 square miles worth. But the thing is, you do that one time and it's done. I mean, now if parcel map, lot line adjustment, whatever happens there, No big deal. Just go plug it right in. It's going to take you 5 minutes to do a lot line adjustment, you know, when you're working with good data. And then you can even make a new map out of it in another 10 minutes. So that's been one of the issues we've been going through. Second issue is with a lot of... Oh, Gerald?
How long would it take your guy to do the...
I could have swore he started it like almost a year ago, but he's
working on it full time.
He's been working on it on and off, you know. But he keeps trying to convince me that it took him like 6 months or something like that. But
how
I don't know.
How many parcels do you think of this?
Oh, number of parcels in Ridgecrest.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
I'm not sure. Could be 30,000 or so. I don't know. It's a lot, but this guy's particularly good at taking large amounts, large areas like that, and just plowing through it and getting it done. So he's been a real asset in that regard. Anyway, another issue we've been going through is with our turnover of everybody in the office. I mean, practically everybody in our office except me and him is like, you know, fresh off the street. So, including all the appraisers. And we had this incident where our assistant assessor, for whatever reason, decided he's going to go into our property characteristics database, which historically has had an acreage field, but not every parcel in there had a value in there in the acreage field, so it wasn't completely populated. So this guy gets the big idea that he would take our parcel polygon file, which is maybe 20% good quality at this point, and he thought he'd take the shape acre field and just dump it into the characteristics. Well, the backlash came when one of the appraisers comes walking into our room all dressed up in suit and tie, and he's just livid because he just stood in front of the appeals board and swore up and down that this is the acreage we showed on the assessor records. But it wasn't. It came straight out of our GIS data because our assistant assessor dumped that data in there and didn't tell anybody. Didn't explain to anybody what they're dealing with. So I would just caution anybody that's dealing with this kind of data, if you don't understand the data you're dealing with, then you're going to be in a heap of trouble if you're trying to base analysis off of it. So we've now had to go back through and kind of put out some fires with this, and by at least going through and running some queries and calculating a field so that we get this factor, and then we sort by the factor, and we can now find the most egregious errors between the value that's in the GIS versus the value that's in our assessor database, compare the two, and find the ones with the largest difference. And so we're trying to fix those at least. We're not fixing them all because we can't, but so now we're, you know, putting out fires because people don't understand the data they're looking at. What do you mean the GIS acreage isn't good? And then the last issue is with software, in particular the Esri software. And this has come up in our county before with a different department, where this department head decided he wanted to create his own server stack and buy his own licensing for ArcGIS because all the stuff he wanted to do in-house. Whereas the county's GIS coordinator is trying to convince everybody in the county, no, what we need to do is create this central license pool where everybody in the county can get to it wherever they need it, and everything's all centralized in one place. But if you go off and start creating your own, you know, your own little empire, that doesn't fit the plan. You know, well, now we're coming along and we are really wishing we could do our own server stack, because we have now, this GIS coordinator has actually left the county 2 years ago, but he still comes back on a part-time, temporary basis. So he comes in every now and then. He's still trying to push to upgrade ArcGIS on the central end from 9.3.1 to now he wants to kick it up to 10.1. What's holding him back? Us. Because we have all this custom programming in Visual Basic for applications, and I'm trying to get it ported into .NET. Well, if he goes and starts changing the version number on his end, guess what? Our 9.3 ArcMaps are not going to talk to a 10.1 geodatabase, because our geodatabase is in his server. So what are you supposed to do with this? You know, I don't know how long it's going to take me to convert 5,000 lines of programming code. It's not real easy going from VBA to .NET. So, in especially when programming is not really even in my job description. So that's, you know, I would caution you too, if somebody wants to start centralizing things, that may be good, but consider, you definitely need to consider things like custom programming. You know, I get the feeling that there's not a whole lot of people in here that do, but we do, and we're finding it, we're catching a lot of pressure to get this thing done so they can start upgrading stuff. So, just something to think about.
The thing that has been bugging me all these years, and I have to ask, I'm sorry, I'm too old for not keeping the curiosity. Why prompt you to rewrite 5,000 lines of code for a software package that can do everything that you reprogram?
Because
and
Microsoft
$12,000 per license.
Microsoft dropped support for Visual Basic for applications.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is, why do you have to write to customize a software that can do everything?
The software cannot do everything. The software is designed to maintain everything in a polygon state.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is when you look at our system. When you look at our system, the way we've designed our system is a custom application. And it's simply designed...
Exactly, that's the source.
It's simply designed to maintain lines and centroids.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what it is at its core. Mm. But it requires custom programming because the software will not handle the types of functions that we need it to do. They've put lots and lots and lots of effort into putting little functions in there that you can drag vertices around, and if there's more than one polygon involved, it will drag them all at the same time. But there's still, when you do it, if you maintain your data that way, there's still no guarantee that your polygons are all going to be topologically correct next to one another. In other words, have all the same sets of vertices at every point location.
I know there's topology
rules you can use to deal with that, but it makes the whole system far more complicated than it needs to be. Our system is very simple, except for the fact that it has custom programming supporting its functions.
It's a thing, yeah.
But the system itself, if you analyze the system, it's very simple. Lines, points, when you need polygons, you generate them. You run Model Builder. But the core software will not support the types of functions we need it to do. It's designed to do it one way, and that's it.
How about the SPD? Yeah. How are they doing? I don't know. How are the Giants doing? Does everybody know? Everybody?
Still winning. 6-3, top of the 9.
Nice.